Amen. Well, before I begin, of course, I want to thank Pastor Jimenez for the opportunity to preach, and it's always an honor, and I'm appreciative to be up here again, so thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. And so we're there in Proverbs chapter number 4, and Proverbs 4, look at verse number 3, if you would, Proverbs 4, chapter or verse number 3, the Bible says this. It says, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." It says, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." And of course, Solomon here is saying that I was my father's son, referring to David. And in the same way, you know, this is written through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So as we read this, you know, you and I can say to us, like, this is God the Father speaking to us as his children. He's saying, I was my father's son. In verse 4, he says, "Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." And in verse 5, it says this. It says, "Get wisdom, get understanding." See, he wants him to retain his words, to keep his commandments. And then he says, I want you to, son, I want you to, child, I want you to get wisdom and get understanding. It says, "Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." It says, "Forsake her not," referring to wisdom. "Forsake her not." Notice, "and she," again, this is wisdom, "and she shall preserve thee." Notice, it says, "Love her." Love who? It says, "Love wisdom, and she," again, "wisdom shall keep thee." Notice verse 7, it says, "Wisdom is the principal thing." Again, he says, "Therefore, get wisdom." See, Solomon says here that wisdom is the principal thing. The principal thing meaning that it's the main thing, meaning that it has priority, meaning that's important, meaning that's the most important thing, the number one thing you should get here. It says, the principal thing is for you to get wisdom, get understanding. Verse 7 again, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore," again, it says, "get wisdom." See, you and I as God's people were admonished to make wisdom of vital importance in our life. So much that we should be striving every day to be getting wisdom, attaining unto wisdom. You know, this morning we heard a great sermon on daily Bible reading, and I mentioned to Pastor that my sermon tonight was going to piggyback off of that sermon. Because why? Because look, we need the knowledge in order to get the wisdom. And what you and I should be striving for as God's people is that we should be striving to be people who are wise people. See, it says, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. So in your life, look, wisdom should be the principal thing. But what is wisdom? You know, just a dictionary definition. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge and to make good decisions and judgments based on that knowledge. See, wisdom is you taking your knowledge, what you know, and in your life, when things come up, when you have to make a decision or you have to make a judgment call, you use your knowledge to make the right decision, to make the right choice. Now, that's the dictionary definition, which I think is a good definition. But, you know, when we talk about wisdom from the Bible, see, the right wisdom is using the knowledge of the Word of God, what the Bible says, what the Bible teaches, using that knowledge and applying it in our decision-making, applying it in our judgment calls. It is asking, what does the Bible say in regards to this? And in making a decision based off of that. See, you and I should be making wisdom the principal thing, wisdom the main thing. We should strive to people who are wise, people who make decisions based on what the Bible teaches. You're there in Proverbs 4. Keep your place there in Proverbs. We're going to be there through the entire service. But, well, go to Proverbs 3 if you would. Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs 3. So we see that we're admonished to get wisdom. It says, get wisdom, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. And look, you already know this. There's people in the world out there who make just foolish decisions in life, who live a life that they're not basing it off of knowledge. They're just living their life, whatever the world, just following the path of this world, right? We go soul winning. We knock on doors. The door opens up and the house is a mess. They're in their jammies at noon. It smells like pot. It smells like booze. It's a filthy mess. It's like people today are living their lives with no wisdom, lacking wisdom. You see, why would you want to pursue wisdom in your life? Proverbs chapter number 3, look at verse number 13. Proverbs 3, verse 13, it says here, it says, "Happy is the man," notice, "that findeth wisdom." See, it says here, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom," notice, "and the man that getteth understanding." See, happiness comes, according to the Bible, is that when you actually find wisdom. Verse 14, notice, "For the merchandise of it," the merchandise of what? The merchandise of wisdom, notice, "is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. See, what wisdom will bring you in your life, the Bible says here, it's better than silver, and it's better than gold. And when it comes to, you know, people wanting to solve their problems, what do they think? Well, if I just had more money, that would solve my problem. No, no. If you would have some more wisdom, that would solve your problem. See, wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof of fine gold. Verse 15, she, again, this is wisdom, is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. You know, think about that verse. It says, all the things that thou canst desire. Everything that you desire, the Bible says here, that wisdom doesn't even compare to what our minds can even think of what we desire in life. Whatever you think you desire, the Bible says here that wisdom doesn't even compare to that. You know, it sounds like God's setting wisdom at a pretty high bar here. It sounds like wisdom is worth pursuing in life. You say, why do I want to find or pursue wisdom? Well, it's going to make you happy. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. You say, why else? Verse 16, notice, length of days is in her right hand. Look, you live a long, happy life if you have wisdom. And look, especially for all of us, you know, young people, if you want to live a long, happy life, you know, seek wisdom early. Why? Because look, length of days are in her hand. And notice, in her left hand are riches and honor. So if we would spend our time in our lives pursuing wisdom, getting wisdom, wisdom is a principal thing. The God says here, look, length of days, riches, and honor are in the wisdom thereof. Her ways, 17, are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She, wisdom, is a tree of life. To them that lay hold upon her, notice again, and happy is everyone that, notice, retaineth her. So look, you got to keep wisdom. It says here, happy is everyone that retaineth her. You say, why do you want to pursue wisdom? Because look, it's going to make you happy in life. Finding wisdom or being a wise person, attaining wisdom will make you happy, successful in life. And the truth is, look, we only know what we know today, but look, we can all grow in wisdom. The Bible says in Luke 2:52 of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't turn there, but it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, notice, and again, and in favor with God and men. So tonight, I want to preach on the pursuit of wisdom. The pursuit of wisdom. Go if you would to Proverbs 1, if you would to Proverbs chapter 1. The pursuit of wisdom. Of course, there was a very popular movie called The Pursuit of Happiness, right? But what is the pursuit of happiness? Is the pursuit of happiness just what the world defines as happiness, which is wealth, you're living for yourself? No. According to the Bible, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. See, in your life, you should be pursuing wisdom, being somebody who can make wise choices. Again, what is wisdom? Wisdom is you taking the knowledge that you have and making decisions based on what the Bible says and not on what you think, not on what you feel, or not on the philosophies of the world. And I want to show you, begin number one there, with the plea of wisdom. I want to show you the plea of wisdom. Proverbs 1, like verse number 20. Proverbs 1, verse 20, the Bible says this. It says, notice, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. Notice, wisdom is pleading. Wisdom is crying without. She's uttering her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city, she uttereth her words, saying, notice what wisdom is saying. Wisdom says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? You know, it makes sense. You go, like, how long, notice, ye simple ones. You know, what does it mean to be simple? Like we heard this morning, it means just to be a foolish person, right? And look, you and I ought not to sit here and just be people who don't seek after God's wisdom. Because it says, like, how long, ye simple ones. Look, God is pleading with people to seek wisdom. It says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning. In verse 22, notice, and fools hate knowledge. And like we heard this morning, Pastor said from Hosea 4:6, that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What we don't know, as we heard, is hurting us. What you don't know from the Bible is hurting you. When you choose not to read the Bible, not to gain the knowledge, look, without the knowledge of the Bible, you're not going to have the knowledge you need to make the wise choices in your life. Because what is wisdom? Wisdom is not just having the knowledge, but it's actually you making decisions, making judgment calls based on what the Bible actually says. It says here, fools hate knowledge. Again, notice what wisdom says in verse 23. Wisdom says, turn you at my reproof. What is that? That's correction. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known unto you my words. Because notice, again, I have called. Again, wisdom is pleading. She's crying out. I'm calling you, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. And look, this is the world we live in today. When, you know, the world frowns upon, looks upon, demonizes the counsel, the wisdom of the Word of God. Wisdom is just crying without. The Bible is here crying without, saying, hey, look, this is how you should run your home. This is the kind of parent you should be. This is the kind of employee you should be. This is the kind of person you should live in your life. The Bible is just pleading with people, but what does the world do? They just refuse the reproof. They refuse the correction. And look, even, you know, even this morning, when you see our pastor, like, preaching upon the housetops, you know, pleading with you to read your Bible, you know, and I see this, and, you know, some people get it, some people don't, but you know what that is? Look, that is the Spirit of God. Because you know what? You can't just read the Bible and not realize that God is pleading with his own people to do what? To seek after knowledge, to make wise choices, to make decisions in your life, not based on what you think or feel or what the world tells you, but based on what the Bible actually says. So there's a plea of wisdom. God is pleading with you. He says, look, wisdom is crying without. And he's saying, how long, ye simple ones? And ask yourself that question. You know, how long do you want to live your life when you don't apply what the Bible says and you make decisions and judgments based upon your own feelings, your own heart, which is deceitful, but based upon what the Bible teaches? Go if you go to Proverbs chapter 8, Proverbs 8. But, you know, sadly, people reject the call of wisdom. See, there is the plea of wisdom that God is pleading with you to seek wisdom. But sadly, people reject the call of wisdom. And think about that. You know, wisdom can make you happiness, can bring you joy in your life, and can bring you riches and honor, can help you be successful in life. But yet people choose to refuse the call of wisdom. Proverbs 8, look at verse number 1. Again, doth not wisdom cry? And he's asking, isn't wisdom crying? And understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth, again, crying at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. Again, O ye simple, it says, notice, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. And look, so as God's people, look, realize that wisdom is just wants you to answer the call. And it is a foolish person, the Bible says here, that when you hear the knowledge, when you hear what the Bible says, when you hear the instruction of the Word of God, when you know what the Bible says you should do in whatever situation in life, it is a foolish thing when, yes, even God's people reject that knowledge. We reject the counsel. And they don't make decisions based on what the Bible says. Right? This morning's sermon on daily Bible reading. You know, the foolish person will wake up tomorrow and not read their Bible. But see, the wise person, somebody who wants wisdom, will say, you know what, man, like, this is what the Bible says. I should read my Bible every day. That I'm ruining my own life for the lack of knowledge that I have. So a wise person will wake up and, yes, pick a time, pick a place, make an appointment, pick a location, and actually read the Word of God, get a chart, and start tracking what the Bible says. Why? So that you can start making decisions based on what the Bible teaches. And so my question for you is, how often do you or even I reject the call of wisdom? You know, when we hear a sermon that's preached, you know, we shouldn't just reject the counsel, reject the teaching. When we hear a sermon and we don't choose to apply it, we don't choose to take note of it and to make decisions based off of it or make a good choice based on what the Bible says, look, that is us rejecting the wisdom of God when it comes to our lives. And look, don't trade the wisdom of God for the wisdom of the world. Because too often what happens is that, you know, there's a wisdom that the world pushes on people. And even as God's people, look, we can sometimes trade the wisdom of God for the wisdom of the world. You know, what is the wisdom of the world? You know, what does the world want you to pursue? Think about that. You know, the world wants you to make decisions based off of who? Based off of you. Right? What's the wisdom of the world? The wisdom of the world is for you to, it's just to seek happiness. Right? For you to do whatever it is that your body wants to do, what your mind tells you to do, what the world tells you to do. The wisdom of the world is that you decide what truth is, right? Isn't that true, though? Even when we make judgment calls, that we make judgment calls based on what we think or feel, based on our emotions, based on our judgment. But that's not true wisdom. See, the world wants to tell you to live however you want, do whatever feels good, to live a life pursuing money, pursuing wealth. And sadly, too many Christians reject the wisdom of God because they choose the wisdom of the world. And, you know, as God's people, we shouldn't try to have both ways. We shouldn't seek the wisdom of God on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and then throughout the week, we're just living with the wisdom of the world. We're just rejecting the counsel of God. Or we make decisions every day because, well, I'm not in church, so I can dress how I want, act how I want, talk how I want, watch what I want, drink what I want, smoke what I want, live how I want. Just reject the wisdom and counsel of God because I'm not in church. And look, when you find Christians who try to have both ways, you know what you'll find? You'll find a miserable person. Because you can't have both ways. You can't live a life who says you want to make decisions based on what the Bible says only when you're in church, only when you're around God's people, and then throughout the week you're just making decisions based on what the world says. Why? Because look, what is wisdom? Again, wisdom is you taking the knowledge that you have and making choices based on that knowledge. The right kind of wisdom is you as God's people taking the knowledge of the Bible, of the Word of God, and making decisions and judgment calls based on what the Bible says. And look, worldly wisdom, what does worldly wisdom says is that you make choices and decisions based on you and not on the Bible. And look, you'll be miserable as a Christian when you try to have it both ways. Right. See, there's a call, there's a plea of wisdom. Keep placing it in Proverbs, go to 1 Corinthians 1, if you had 1 Corinthians 1. And look, there's a plea for the right type of wisdom. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Because look, the world wants to flood you with wisdom too. You know, I mean, just go online. Don't go online, right? But you know what you'll find all over the internet? Because sadly, you know, what the internet causes is a bunch of people who don't have wisdom, yet they have a mic and a camera, and somehow they're just teachers. Somehow they just have the influence. Somehow they're just the smartest thing in the world. And they want to influence you and give you the wisdom of the world. And look, I'm not opposed to like being learned, being taught of people. Look, there's some people that I like to listen to or read books that I like to read. But you know, when it comes to the influence that comes into your mind, into your heart, everything should be filtered. Well, what does the Bible say about this? And there's plenty of influencers out there who want to teach you to apply the wisdom of the world. And you know what? It's going to ruin you as a Christian. Because if you start allowing that influence, you know what I'll bet? I'll bet you'll start skipping out on church. I'll bet you'll start pursuing money. I'll bet you'll start not reading your Bible. I'll bet you'll start dressing like the world, looking like the world, talking like the world. And you start making choices and decisions based on what the world says. But look, the Bible tells us there's a wisdom of the world that is foolishness. 1 Corinthians 1, look at verse number 19. 1 Corinthians 1, 19, the Bible says, "For it is written..." Notice what God says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." Now, here's referring to the wisdom of the world. God says, "I'm going to destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." He says, "Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" Verse 21, "For after that in the wisdom of God," notice, "the world by wisdom knew not God." You see, why do people reject the gospel? Why do people reject Jesus Christ? Because they have their own wisdom, their own foolish philosophies, their own foolish thoughts and teachings, their own science, falsely so-called, the teaching of the world. They reject the wisdom of God for the wisdom of the world, and the world by wisdom, because what does wisdom do? The world's wisdom. Look, you know what the world's wisdom will do? It will make you proud and arrogant. Look, it'll make you prideful. You look at these influencers, because sometimes they accidentally pop up on your feed. You know what you see? A bunch of prideful people. But you know what? Even in Christians, don't think it won't affect you when you start listening to the counsel of the world. It'll make you proud and arrogant, and nobody likes that. Okay. The world by wisdom knew not God. And look, so when it comes to pursuing wisdom, we got to pursue as God's people the right kind of wisdom. And this is why it's hard for people to grasp. It's hard for people to grasp because, look, Our flesh, because it's fleshly wisdom, the Bible says, our flesh thinks, well, no, of course, pursuing money will make me happy. But you know what? Money ruins a lot of people's lives. The last thing some people need is money. What does the world lift up? The world lifts up, you know, making sure that just focusing on your own body, going to the gym for hours upon end. It's like, well, if you would spend that much time spiritually, you'd probably be a happier person. See, there's a wisdom of the world that comes to naught. There's a wisdom of the world that is contrary to the word of God. So when it comes to counsel and wisdom and knowledge, look, whatever you hear and listen to and watch, you better filter that through what the Bible says. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to teach our kids from a young age what the Bible actually says. Because look, the world is ready out there to just teach the kids, you know, the philosophies of the world. But you know what? Whatever comes across you, you better filter that. Well, what does the Bible say about this? And if it's not lining up with what Scripture says, then you know what? It's probably not good counsel. And we shouldn't make choices based on what the world teaches us. But we see that there's a plea of wisdom, that God is pleading with you to get wisdom. Go, if you go to Proverbs 4. Keep place in 1 Corinthians. We'll come back there. We'll go to Proverbs 4, if you go to Proverbs 4. So we see the plea of wisdom. I want to show you the priority of wisdom. And look, you in your life, look, there's a priority of wisdom. You in your life, you got to strive to be a wise person in your life. And look, this is why we come to church, hopefully. We come to church to get wiser in life. And look, the truth is, look, as God's people, the longer you're a Christian, the longer you're saved, we should be getting wiser and wiser and wiser. Because look, wisdom is what? Taking the knowledge, but not just the knowledge, and experience. And using those two things to help us make good decisions. But see, wisdom is something you should be striving for. And look, the Bible teaches that wisdom is a valuable treasure. Proverbs 4, quickly, look at verse number 7 once again. Notice what it says again. It says, wisdom is, notice, the principal thing. See, there's a priority of wisdom in your life. So my question to you is do you prioritize wisdom in your life? You see why? Because look, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's first in order of importance. It says, well, therefore, notice, get wisdom. So you ought to value wisdom. You ought to be someone who just strives to seek after making wiser choices in your life. Go to Proverbs 8, if you go to Proverbs chapter 8. And look, you got to see wisdom as a valuable treasure. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8, look at verse number 11. The Bible says, Proverbs 8, 11. It says, notice, for wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Everything that you can desire in life, again, doesn't compare to what wisdom has. And so look, there is a value in the Bible that wisdom is likened unto treasure. It's likened unto, it says it's better than rubies. Which means whatever this physical world has to offer, whatever worldly treasure you think you can find on this world, the Bible says that having wisdom, you making the decisions based on what the Bible teaches, is so much more valuable. And you know how we know this is true and we know how rare this is? It's just, you know, think about how many Christians actually live their life in this way. When you can look at someone and say, you know what, there's a Christian who's lived their life in a way that, yeah, you can just tell that they have actually applied the Bible in their life. And you know what the truth is about wisdom? The truth is that wisdom can actually be seen in people. You know, wisdom can be heard. I'm not going to go there, but in the story of the Queen of Sheba, the Bible says that she saw the wisdom of Solomon. And you know what? You could see people's lack of wisdom, too. You can hear people's lack of wisdom. With the words that they say, with how they speak. Look, you could just walk into someone's home and say, hey, look, this is a place of wisdom. That's what the Queen of Sheba did. She walked into Solomon's domain. She saw how people lived. She saw how he lived, his ascent going up to the house of God. She saw the people she was leading. And she saw, man, this person just has wisdom. And look, I've walked into Christian homes and I thought to myself, you know what? There is wisdom in this house. But you know what? You can walk into people's homes and say, you know what? There's a lack of wisdom in this house. Look, realize, look, even this morning's sermon, pastor said, look, the reason for reading the Bible is for application. To do what? To cause some transformation. And the truth is, look, you can see wisdom in people. But this can be you, where God could transform your life. And people could see you as somebody who is a wise person, who when you speak wisdom. And see, wisdom is this valuable treasure that whatever the world, whatever you think the world has to offer, the Bible says that wisdom doesn't even compare to it. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. See, wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that that may be desired are not to be compared to it. You say, what should I be pursuing? The money, the wealth, the fame, the fortune? No, you should be pursuing wisdom, the Bible says. Go to Proverbs 16, if you would, Proverbs 16. And look, what's the wisdom of the world? The wisdom of the world says, hey, don't go to church. If you go to church, you're not going to be able to make some money. You're not going to be able to just, you know, have fun and do what you want and rot your brain on the TV. That's the wisdom of the world. But see, a smart person says, you know what, I'm going to go to church because, well, there's preaching from the eternal word of God where I can learn what the Bible actually says so I can make smart choices and actually be a happy person and know how to handle my finances and know how to handle my relationships and have a better marriage and have a better home, have a better life. Proverbs 16, 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? I mean, there's so many verses on wisdom. I couldn't even fit it all in one sermon. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver? You know, you read these verses, and look, I don't know about you, but this just makes you want to read the Bible, I would think. You just want to be someone, man, like there's so much wisdom in this book that I can be happy. Yeah, there's wealth and honor and riches with having wisdom. But it's like we live a life where it's like, oh, it's Monday morning. I'm just, you know, going to do what I want. Start scrolling on my phone, putting on the television, rotting my brain. And we just lose all this opportunity to seek after true riches, which is the wisdom of the Word of God. Amen. Go to Proverbs 2, if you would. Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs 2. See, there's a priority of wisdom. Wisdom is like a valued treasure. Proverbs 2, look at verse number 4. Proverbs 2, 4. Notice, if thou seekest her as silver. Seekest who? Seekest wisdom. And notice, and searches for her. Searches for who? Wisdom. As for hid treasures. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. See, the way we should live our lives as God's people, we should be on a hunt, on a treasure hunt. Not for something that you could find on this earth, because you're not going to find it on this earth. It's only going to be found in the Word of God. On a hunt for wisdom. On the hunt to be someone who can make choices that are wise. Choices that are based on knowledge, not of what the world teaches, but what the Bible says. Go, if you would, to Ecclesiastes 10. Ecclesiastes 10. See, there's a priority of wisdom. And look, wisdom is like a valued treasure. But not just that, look, wisdom will help your circumstances in life. Go to Ecclesiastes 10. Can you place it in Proverbs? You know what wisdom will do? Wisdom will help your circumstances in life. You know, the Bible says that the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. See, the wisdom of somebody who is prudent, somebody who is cautious and mindful and careful, the wisdom of that person is to do what? Is to understand his way. Right? And so my question for you this evening is, you know, how is your life going right now? Wherever you find yourself. I mean, none of us have attained. So look, realize like that all of us, wherever we find ourselves, there's areas in our life that we should be changing and developing and growing and getting better in life and making smarter decisions. And what we think when our circumstances is that, well, if I just had more money, if I just had more time at my job, if I just had a promotion, we think those things will help us. But the truth is, look, what you need is the wisdom of the Word of God to help you in your circumstances. Ecclesiastes 10, look at verse number 10. Ecclesiastes 10:10. It says here, it says, if the iron be blunt, Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the iron be blunt, notice, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. And the illustration is this, is that here we have a man who is chopping down a tree. But here he says, notice, if the iron or the axe or the tool that he's using, if that iron is blunt, and he's just hacking away at it, trying to just chop it down, chop it down, chop it down with a blunt axe, then what? Then must he put some more strength. I mean, look, it's going to be harder for the person who lives a life who is just trying to hack down this tree with a blunt axe. But notice, but it says here, wisdom is profitable to direct. See, look, people live a life, and you know, you get frustrated sometimes because, look, people make the same decisions again and again and again and again. It's like, why are you making the same choices? Don't you still know that it's wrong to drink that? That it's wrong to smoke that? That it's wrong to watch that? Don't you know that that's going to ruin your marriage when you just treat your spouse the way you treat them? When you don't submit to your husband? When you're not a loving husband towards your wife? And we just go home and just the same thing. We're just trying to hack away with that blunt axe just again and again and again. And just we live a life where it's harder. We live a harder life. The way of the transgressors is hard. It gets harder. We live a difficult life when we don't have what? We don't have wisdom. But here it says, look, wisdom is profitable to direct. See, wisdom will help you direct your circumstances to where they should be in life. And so think about that. Think about a tool. Think about the tools that God has given you in your life. You know, God has given you resources. God has given you time. He's given you health. He's given you all these resources in life. And with what God has given you, what you need in your life to help your life, what you need is some wisdom to give you direction. And that's what the Word of God will give you. The Word of God, reading the Bible, will give you the knowledge so you can start to apply the Bible and start making those wise choices to direct you in the right way. See, wisdom is profitable to help you get better at life. It's profitable to direct. And let's not live a life like the children of Israel, just 40 years, just living a hard life, just again and again, and refusing the commandments of the Lord, refusing to obey. But look, people are like that in church. When they come to church, they have to hear the same sermon again and again and again, but they don't apply the sermons in their life. They read the Bible, but instead of applying the Bible, they just choose to live however they want, and then they live a hard life. And it gets difficult, and the Christian life is hard. Well, of course it's hard because you're not applying the wisdom of the Word of God. But see, wisdom is what you need to help your circumstances. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Go if you go to Proverbs 2 and again, Proverbs chapter 2. And see, wisdom will help your circumstances. And when I say wisdom, again, I'm not saying that you just doing what you think is right. Because doing that which is right in your own eyes, guess what? That's foolishness. But wisdom, the right kind of wisdom, is, hey, you know what? What does the Bible say I should do in my situation? With my health, with my finances, in my home, as a child. What does the Bible say? But you know what? Wisdom will not only help your circumstances, but wisdom will keep you from ruining your life. Amen. And look, Pastor brought it up this morning, is that how many adults today have told them this, that they wish they would have heard this when they were younger? And look, I can attest to that too. I'm sure many of us can raise our hands. I say, man, I wish I knew this when I was younger. But you know, we say that. I truly believe that. But you know what? Young people are pretty stubborn and hard-headed. And I'm sure I was stubborn and hard-headed too. And look, you know, especially young people, look, wisdom will keep you from ruining your life. And don't let the glory years pass by of your teens and your 20s and your 30s go by and then your life is ruined because you just made foolish decisions. Not based on the wisdom of the Bible, but based on the wisdom of the world. So when it comes to major decisions, especially for young people, because like you have your whole life ahead of you. And look, wisdom will keep you from ruining your life. When it comes to major decisions, you got to ask yourself, you know, what would the Lord want me to consider in this situation? You know, when it comes to young people, choosing friends, choosing a career, choosing a spouse, you know, these are major decisions that will affect your life. You got to ask yourself, you know, what would the God want me to do in this situation? What does the Bible say about this? What would the Lord have me to do? Because you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, seek ye first, not your own desires, not your own wills. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Happy is the man that getteth wisdom. Look, you would be wise, young person, not to reject the counsel, the teaching, what you've been given from the Word of God as a young person. You would be wise to make decisions based on the Bible. It'll give you so much like benefit in the future. It'll cause you from ruining your life. Proverbs 2, look at verse number 6. It says, notice, Proverbs 2, 6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound words for the righteous. Notice, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. You know, what's a buckler? A buckler is a shield. So you see that wisdom is likened unto a shield. Well, it will guard you and protect you from harm. He keepeth the paths of judgment, notice, and again, and preserveth the way of his saints. Verse 12, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. And look, and I said to young people, you know what? Older people too. Because, you know, there's been many an older person who have just made foolish choices, not based on what the Bible says, but based on what they want to do. And what do? They just decide to quit church. Or they move to a place where there is no church. Well, there's a better job over here. There's more money over here. Well, it's like, have you considered that major decision based on what the Bible says? Because here's what I would ask myself. Well, where are your kids going to go to church? Amen. How are you going to get fed spiritually? When it comes to choices, look, you got to think about these long-term things. What would God have me to do? Look, even older people today can ruin their lives by making foolish choices based on what you think or feel and not based on what the Bible says. So when it comes to decisions, you got to ask yourself, look, what would the Lord want me to do in this circumstance? And look, realize that having the right wisdom will help protect you, will guard you from ruining your life in the future. So you know what? Yeah, it's important to read your Bible tomorrow morning, every day, so you can have the knowledge to actually make that decision. See, wisdom will keep you from ruining your life. Go if you would to go to Proverbs 4, if you would, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. See, there's a priority of wisdom. You should value wisdom. It's of importance. It's valuable like a treasure. It will help your circumstances in life. It will keep from ruining your life. But you know what? Realize that wisdom should never be forsaken. You know, people can actually forsake wisdom. People can have wisdom at one point in their life, and then, you know what? Just because you have it at one point doesn't mean you'll always have it. You should strive to keep wisdom. Proverbs 4, again, look at verse number 5. It says, notice, get wisdom, get understanding. Notice, forget it not. It says, don't forget wisdom. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Look, he's playing, look, when you get wisdom, when you get understanding, don't forget that wisdom. Don't decline from the words. Notice verse 6. It says, forsake her not. It says, don't forsake wisdom. And you don't think this has happened many a times when people forsake wisdom? Because the truth is, we make great choices when we first get saved. Think about that. When people first get saved or when they first start coming to a great church, they make all these great and wise choices in their life. They decide to be free to thrive. They decide to have the standards, to live how God wants them to live, to start going soul winning weekly, to start reading the Bible. They have all these great standards. They make these major decisions based off of what the Bible says, which is like, man, that's a wise decision. But then what happens? Then they forsake wisdom. Then they say, you know what? Well, church isn't that important. I don't have to go soul winning all the time. Soul winning isn't that important. The standards, well, they're not that important. It was just a season or a phase in our life. And what do? They forget. It says here, forget it not. They forget the wisdom. And then what do? They decline from the words of his mouth. They hear the preaching, they see what the Bible says, and they say, no, that's not for me, that's just for you guys. Why? Because, well, I'm so much wiser now, I'm so much smarter now. And especially, you know, even young people, you know, if you grew up, like, loving the Lord, don't ever lose that. But look, why is it that when we first get saved, we make these great choices and things are new and exciting? The truth is because we have a tender heart to the Lord. But then what happens? But then a hard heart comes in. You see why? It's because they forsake the small thing of reading their Bible every day. And look, they, like we heard this morning, you're literally starving yourself to death spiritually when you choose not to read the Bible. You're not feeding yourself. It's like, yeah, like Pastor said, like live your life without eating for a month and then see what happens to you. But yet Christians do this, and then what happens? They get puffed up in their fleshly mind. And they start allowing the wisdom of the world to creep in and say, well, my wisdom is smarter than this wisdom. But the Bible says that there is no wisdom or counsel against the Lord. Look, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. God will destroy the wisdom of the world. And realize, look, if you made wise choices today, look, continue to make wise choices as a Christian, because you can grow in wisdom. You can grow in wisdom and become wiser and make better choices. Look, it will make you happy. Riches and honor are in her life. So don't ever forsake wisdom. Again, why? Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. And don't be someone who, yeah, you started making great choices, and then what do? You forget the choices. You decline from the words of what the Word of God says. And say, no, that's not for me. Because you allow the wisdom of the world to creep in. So don't forsake wisdom. Go back to 1 Corinthians 3. Put 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians 3. And look, one example of, you know, people forsaking wisdom is when people decide just to live a life of pursuing money. And I bring that up because, look, money, it's a big thing that people follow after. Because what do they think? They think, well, money's going to make me happy. 1 Corinthians 3, look, verse number 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, notice what it says. It says, let him become a fool that he may be wise. And look, here it says, if anyone seems to be wise in this world, it says, let him become a fool. Why? Because look, the world will tell us you're a foolish person as a Christian if you think serving God will make you happy. You're a fool if you think going to church is going to bring you joy. You're a fool if you're just going to read the Bible every day. You're a fool to go knocking on doors every week. That's foolishness. But the Bible says here, look, if you seem to be wise in the world, you got to become a fool. Why? That you may be wise. No, there's wisdom in living the Christian life. There's foolishness in the world, but there's wisdom in living the Christian life. Verse 19, again, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Verse 20, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise. Notice that they are vain, that they are empty. Go to Proverbs 23, put to Proverbs chapter number 23. Proverbs 23. So look, don't allow the wisdom, don't forsake wisdom for the wisdom of the world. And like I said, one area of this is when people just decide to pursue money and to live a life just to make themselves wealthy. You're going to Proverbs chapter 23. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they've lusted after, they've gone after. It says they have erred from the faith. Many people have erred from the faith. Why? Because they decided to pursue money. Notice, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Proverbs 23, look at verse number 4. The Bible says here, it says, labor not to be rich. And then it says, cease from thine own wisdom. And look, the wisdom of the world says, yeah, well, you know what? Leaving church to pursue money, to make more money, that's going to make me happier. But no, the Bible says here, cease from thine own wisdom. Labor not to be rich. See, as a Christian, our priority, our preeminence should be Jesus Christ. And wisdom should be of utmost importance. See, wisdom brings you happiness. Wisdom brings you joy. And what you'll find, people who pursue money, is that they pierce themselves through with many sorrows. They live to regret it. They live a life of hardship. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So don't be someone who at one point had wisdom, and then you've chosen to forsake it. Have wisdom, but you know what? Keep having wisdom in your life. Grow in wisdom. How is it done? By reading the Word of God every single day. Go through it to Colossians 2. So we see the plea of wisdom. We see the priority of wisdom. I want to show you quickly the place of wisdom. You're going to Colossians 2. You know, Job asked this question. Job asked, where shall wisdom be found? That was a great question from Job. Where shall wisdom be found? Colossians 2, look at verse number 2. The Bible says here, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Colossians 2, look at verse number 3. Notice what it says. It says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You say, where is the place of wisdom? Wisdom is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here about Christ, it says, in whom in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Don't turn there, but the Bible says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom. See, Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom. You got to think about that. You know, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus Christ is made unto us wisdom. You know what that tells me? That tells me that a walk with the Lord will make you a wise person. Like if you walk with the Lord, if you prioritize living for the Lord, loving God, obeying his commandments, abiding in him, living for him, that'll make you a wise person. That'll make you, you say why? Because like you can't walk with the Lord and make decisions based on the world. You can't walk with the Lord and make decisions based on what the Bible, on what the world says. When you walk with the Lord, when you're walking with him, look, you're going to make choices based on what Jesus Christ wants you to do. And look, in Christ are hid all the treasures. Again, something you got to seek after in your life. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Go to Ephesians 1, Ephesians chapter 1. See, wisdom is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And look, wisdom is one of the seven spirits of God. Think about that. You go to Ephesians 1. But in Isaiah 11, the Bible says this about Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. It says the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. See, the Spirit of wisdom, having wisdom is actually a spiritual trait. See, one of the seven spirits of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Ephesians 1, look at verse number 17. The Bible says, Ephesians 1, 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, we ought to ask God to fill us with the Spirit of wisdom in our life. To be filled with the Spirit. To be someone who can make wise choices. And like you'll make wise choices when you're walking in the Spirit. You see why? Because look, one of the spirits of God is the Spirit of wisdom. The ability to make wise choices based on what the Bible says. Making good judgment calls based on what the Bible says. And the truth is that God is the one who gives wisdom. I'll hurry up here for sake of time. But God is the one who gives you wisdom. The Bible says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 2:26, for God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom. See, how do you get wisdom? God can give you wisdom. Wisdom is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word. When you start reading the Bible, taking the knowledge in, and applying what the Bible says, you will start making wise choices. Amen. And like we heard, it is a foolish thing that we know what the Bible says, that we choose to refuse what the Bible says. Right. And there's many examples in the Bible of God giving people wisdom. And I have a whole list here. I'll just pick one. Obviously a famous one in 1 Kings 4:29, Solomon. It says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. See, God gave wisdom to Solomon. God gave Daniel Solomon. God gave Bezalel, wisdom. God gave Bezalel wisdom. And look, God can give you wisdom as well. But he can't do that if you don't even know what the Bible says. Because again, what is wisdom? It's taking knowledge and applying it to making wise choices in your life. But if you don't have the knowledge, you're not going to get the wisdom. Go, if you would, to Proverbs 1. So we see the plea of wisdom, the priority of wisdom, the place of wisdom. I'm going to quickly end with the process of wisdom. You know, how do you become wise? And I'll be quick on this one. The process of wisdom. You see, how do you become a wise person? Simple steps. I just have five steps towards wisdom, right? The process of wisdom. How do you become a wise person? Well, number one, you fear the Lord. Proverbs 1, verse 7, the Bible says here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. You know, the best thing you can do for your life is be a Christian who actually fears the Lord. Amen. And look, I get it, you know, perfect love casts out fear. You know, here's the thing, you know, as a parent, the Bible says that the rod of reproof give wisdom. You know, we give our kids wisdom, and look, we don't give our kids wisdom when we don't give them the rod and reproof. But the rod and reproof give wisdom. You see why? Because look, when our child, when they do something foolish and that's wrong, we want to help them become wise, become smart. So what do? We give them the rod, right? That's the punishment and the reproof, the correction. And they learn, say, you know what? That was a bad choice that I just made. Because when I do that, then guess what? It's going to hurt me in my life. And look, what do? They fear mom and dad, or at least they should fear mom and dad enough so that mom and dad say, hey, you shouldn't do that. And they just say, you know what? Oh, man, I fear the punishment. But here it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Look, if Christians, if we had enough fear of God, I mean, think about that. If we actually feared the Lord, do you think we'd just treat church like whatever? Right. Oh, I'm just going to church. I'm not paying attention to the sermon. I'm just talking the whole time, not listening, not applying. It doesn't matter what pastor says. I'm just going to church. I'll read my Bible, check it off, but I'm not going to apply what it says. I mean, think about that. And look, we think we can fool each other. And maybe we can't fool each other, but you know what? We can't fool God. God knows whether you fear him or not. God said, oh, that my people would fear me. God wants us to fear him. And, you know, we would live an easier life if we actually just feared the Lord. Why? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And look, it'll cause us to be humble if we fear the Lord. The Bible says, with the lowly is wisdom. And look, if you fear the Lord, guess what? You'll have a teachable spirit as well when it comes to things of God. And look, be someone who is a teachable person, who actually can be taught. The Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Look, it is a wise person who will hear and will increase in learning. But it starts with the fear of the Lord. Look, you got to be someone who actually fears God. When you make a wrong choice, this might ruin my life. God might punish me for what I'm doing. So what's the process of wisdom? Well, number one, you fear the Lord. But number two, you immerse your mind and heart with the Word of God. Just to piggyback on this morning's sermon again. Like, how do you become a wise person? Like, you immerse your mind and your heart with the Word of God. Meaning, if you really believe what the Bible says, that it was a treasure more valuable than what this world has to offer, you'd put away the phone. You'd put away the TV. You'd put away the music. And you'd actually just listen to hymns. Listen to what the Bible says. Read the Bible. Listen to the Bible. Memorize the Bible. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You see, how do you become a wise person? Let the word of Christ dwell in you. Immerse your mind and your heart with what the Bible says. And eventually, yeah, you'll make choices based on what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You see, what's the process towards wisdom? How do I get wisdom? Well, number one, you fear the Lord. Number two, you immerse your mind and your heart with the Word of God. Number three, you pray and ask for wisdom. Because why? Because God wants to give you wisdom. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You know, God wants to give you wisdom. God wants you to be a wise person, make wise choices. Go to Psalm 111 if you would, Psalm 111. You got to pray and ask for wisdom. Look, when it comes to decisions in your life or even judgment calls, you know, before you open your mouth or make a decision, you know, you got to just stop and pray and say, you know, what would the Lord have me to do here? What would God want for me in my life? You got to fear the Lord. Immerse your mind and heart with the Word of God. Pray and ask for wisdom. You go into Psalm 111. But number four, look, when it comes to major decisions, look, you got to seek godly counsel. You see, how do you become a wise person? Look, you seek godly counsel. You go into Psalm 111, but, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 19, it says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. You know, a wise person, when it comes to major decisions, like if you just don't know what the Bible just clearly teaches and you need some advice, like you got to get some wise counsel. And I said wise counsel. When I say wise counsel, I mean counsel from the Bible, what the Bible says. Look, you should go to our pastor. Ladies, go to our pastor's wife and ask, you know, I have this decision to make and I don't know what to do. Or here's what I want to do, but I don't know if it's what the Bible teaches. Can you give me some counsel? Look, wise counsel will help you in life. And don't be somebody who's foolish who just rejects counsel. Why? Because look, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Look, we can have all these ideas and thoughts in our mind and our heart, but if it's against what the Bible says, it's probably the wrong choice. But the truth is sometimes we don't know and we need counsel. And look, in those times, you should go to our pastor. You should go to our pastor's wife and ask, hey, you know, I need some counsel, some wise counsel. And like, don't think that everyone, just because they're sitting in church, they can give you wise counsel. The wise counsel is, hey, you should ask pastor. If it's a big decision like that. You see, how do I get wisdom? You fear the Lord. Immerse your mind and your heart with the Word of God. Pray and ask for wisdom. You got to seek God in the counsel. And number five, what's the process? Number five, you make choices based on what the Bible says. Amen. Psalm 111, verse 10. Notice, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they, notice that again, do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. You see, what makes you a wise person? It's when you do what the Bible says. Even when it comes to decisions or circumstances, you have to make a choice. Look, apply biblical principles and make a decision based on what the Bible says. A good, notice, understanding have all they. You say, I don't get it. Well, you'll get good understanding. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. You say, how do I get wise? You start applying the word of God in your life. And look, people will see. You'll have a transformed life. You'll have a transformed marriage, a transformed job, place at your job. Your finances get transformed. Look, people will see this in you. The words that come out of your mouth will change. Your interests will change when you start making wise choices. So what's the pursuit of wisdom? Well, we see the plea of wisdom, the priority of wisdom, the place of wisdom, and the process toward wisdom. Go back to Proverbs 4, and we'll end here. Proverbs chapter 4. Go back to Proverbs 4. So when it comes to your life, look, you got to be someone who just prioritizes wisdom. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And look, this is what I want. I want to be happy. You want to be happy. You see, I'm not happy in the Christian life. It's probably because you're making choices based on what the world says and not what the Bible says. And a man that getteth understanding. See, some people get it. Some people don't. Proverbs 4, look, verse number 5, we'll end here. It says again, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Again, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. What should I prioritize in my life? What's important in life? Well, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, notice, get wisdom. See, in your life, you should get wiser. You should study and search diligently the Word of God. When you come to church, listen to what the Bible says. Know what the Bible says. Love what the Bible says. You can start making choices based on what the Bible says. Why? Because wisdom is a principal thing. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word and for our church. I pray that you be with us tonight. Help us all to love you, to apply your word. Help us all to make wiser choices as we go on. And I thank you for being merciful unto us and gracious, Lord, and forgive us for the times we go against your word. And I pray that you help us all to get wiser in life, to get better in life. And I just thank you for your word. Help us all to cherish your word, to love your word, to read your word every day, and to apply it in our lives. And I thank you for our church, for our pastor, and for everything you've given us, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray.